Palay Aralan, makabagong teknolohiya sa pagtatanim ng palay mula sa Philrice. Palay Aralan, narito si Kaluy Tabing sa kanyang panayam.
Ang ating pumakakasama ay isang eksperto ng Philippine Rice Research Institute tungkol sa golden kohol. Gaano ba kalawak ang paninira ng golden kohol sa ating mga palayan? Gaano ba kapeligro kung maraming golden kohol?
The golden kohol is distributed in almost all rice growing areas of the Philippines. Except in areas where there is lack of water, the golden kohol is not a problem. That is the only area. But if you look in the Ifugao rice terraces, which is at a very high elevation, the kohol is now present in almost all the rice terrace fields. So the distribution of the snail is widespread in the Philippines.
So ito ay doon naninirahan at naninira sa mga palayan na kung saan merong patubig. At gaya ng sabi ni Dr. Joshi, ay pati doon sa matataas na lugar sa rice terraces sa Banawe. So maswerte yung mga walang patubig in a way.
Yeah, normally the behavior of the snail is always related to water. So you can control the behavior of the snail if you can control water.
But before that, ano bang bahagi ng halaman? What stages ng paglaki or the growth of rice plants ang inaatake ng golden kohol?
The golden kohol is a problem in transplanted rice only up to 2 to 3 weeks after transplantation. After that, it cannot destroy the rice plants because the rice is very hard.
I assume na kahit na dun sa mga punlaan, maaring manira ang golden kohol dahil mura pa, sariwa pa, bata pa ang mga katawan ng halaman.
In case of the direct seeded rice and when the seedlings are very young, as long as there is standing water in the field, the snail will definitely destroy the rice plant.
Kung yung transplanted rice ay 2 weeks na nakatanim na, ay nasisira pa, edi mas lalong mahaba ang panahon na maaring sirain ng golden kohol yung mga inihasik, yung mga direct seeded na mga palay.
The snail problem is more problematic in direct seeded rice, because in direct seeded rice there are two things. One is, even if the size of the snail is very small, it can damage the direct seeded. But in transplanted rice, if the snail is around 10 to 15 millimeter, it can damage. But if it's smaller than mga 10 millimeter, mga maliit, is smaller than the 25 centavos coin, it cannot destroy in transplanted rice. So that is why the problem of snail is more difficult in direct seeded rice.
Physically, ano ba talaga ang ginagawa ng golden kohol sa halamang palay? Kinakain ba nila? Kinakagat? Sinisipsip?
The way the snail eat the rice plant is very interesting, because once there is water, is able to hold the rice plant either through the leaf or on the stalk, and then with its mouth part, which has very strong mga teeth, it can cut the rice seedling at a certain height. But if there is no water, it cannot hold the and it cannot cut.
When they cut, ano yun? Kinakain ba nila o pinuputo lang?
Most of the time you will see when the in the field, in many areas you will see a lot of floating cut leaves and of the rice plants. So, but they just like rats, they do more damage, but to consume, they consume only little, but the damage is more. That's why you see always in the field you see a lot of cut leaves and cut young seedlings. So the damage is more than they can consume.
Ano-ano pang mga halaman sa paligid ng palayan aside from palay, from standing rice, ang kanilang sinisira?
Snails eat a lot of plants that are actually green in color. Any plant that is green in color, they eat. But mostly in the rice fields, you can see them feeding on weeds, sadamo. You can see them feeding on taro, gabi. But as long as plant is an aquatic plant, the snail is capable to destroy.
Dadako tayo sa mga pamamaraan ng pagsugpo. And as I assume, ang aming nalalaman ay marami, a range of methods para ito ay masugpo. Bago tayo maging very specific, just tell us ang iba't ibang mga pamamaraan and then we'll go in the next session dun sa mga specifics.
Kasi the snail management in the past, if you look at many of the information coming from different agricultural institutions, is very para-like, step one, step two, step three. But in my opinion, because I have worked on snails for almost 20 years now, the snail management has to be done in a very systematic way. The snails are easy to manage if you know about them very well. The most important here is there are only, for me, I only tell the farmers there are three important things to manage snails. The rest you can forget. The first important thing is that when you prepare the land, it should be well leveled. We will talk about it because many farmers will object, we cannot level because the field is very big, ganya ganya. The second important point is that the seedlings should be strong. What is the idea of the strong seedling? That is also very important. That we will explain later. And the third important point is that the snails should be, the third important point is the water management.
Water management, pamamahala sa ating tubig, dapat ay pantay na pantay ang ating lupa na ating pagtatamnan at malakas ang mga halaman mismo, ang mga seedlings na ating itinatanim. Iyan po ang susunod nating pag-uusapan.
Palay Aralan, hatid sa inyo ng palatuntunan ito at ng Pilrice.